Hello, I'm Carol Miller with today's Get the Lead Out.
And that was how Led Zeppelin ended the last song they ever played in the United States, back in 77. Within 48 hours, Robert Plant returned to England with John Bonham, as Plant's son had tragically passed away. Later, John Bonham was reportedly the guy who did the work of convincing Robert Plant that Led Zeppelin ought to play again. They did, and put out In Through the Outdoor and played shows in Denmark and England. During the last week of September 1980, Led Zeppelin were actually getting together to rehearse again in England, and their U.S. concert tickets were going on sale. But by the end of the week, Robert Plant had lost his friend, and John Bonham's passing changed the fate of Led Zeppelin. I'm Carol Miller with today's Get the Lead Out. More Led's up next time, right here.
You've waited all summer, and tonight, the wait is over. The Voice, America's number one singing competition, is back with new coaches.
Gwen Stefani
and Pharrell Williams.
And they're more than ready to take on Adam and Blake.
Do you like fashion? I have four clothing lines.
I have three trophies and a credit card. We'll go buy you some damn clothes.
The Voice, followed by the premiere of The Blacklist. You must see Monday, tonight on NBC.
Just a good old boy.
Auto Trader presents Car Shopping with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Our old car can't shake the sheriff anymore, Luke. We need a new one. What was that?
A text alert from Auto Trader. I let them know what we wanted, and they found one that has it all. Look, it's perfect.
Well, yeehaw!
Hey, Auto Trader sent another alert. Price dropped on that car.
Auto Trader again?
No, Daisy needs her shorts from the dry cleaners.
Auto Trader helped the Dukes find the perfect car, and they'll help you find your car your way.